brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
All right, Kenneth asks, I borrowed $35,000 from my father, but only repaid $7,500 because of my expensive lifestyle. What? You only repaid $7,500 because you're a person who lacks integrity. But we'll go from there.
That's crazy.
When he updated his will before he passed, he deducted the remaining $27,500 owed from my portion of the estate. I need the rest of my inheritance money. I live in a semi-expensive neighborhood, and I am not in good health. What should I do? Number one, you picked the wrong two people to write into, brother.
You did. I'm sorry.
You need to move. You need to get over yourself, and you need to go to your local church and ask for forgiveness from both.
Entitlement?
My God almighty. Good for your dad for deducting this amount of money that you didn't pay him back because you lacked character and integrity, not because of your expensive lifestyle, but because you chose to live expensively over you chose over your word that you gave your dad. And he deducted it from his estate. Good for him. That was part of the agreement. You didn't pay it back. So he did the next right thing. He shouldn't have loaned you the money in the first place, yeah. But he did. You live in a semi-expensive neighborhood. Move. You can't afford your neighborhood. Move. That is not your money. Don't refer to it as your money ever again. It's not yours. It goes to whoever else he designated it to. Why? Because it's his money, not yours. Mm. And I'm going to say something's going to get me in trouble, so I'm going to be quiet. What do you think, Jade?
I say go for it.
No, I'm just, okay. I hate this entitlement. I hate this. That's mine. I hate this. I can't stand all of this. It's nonsense, 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 nonsense. As though my choice to drive a fancy car and live in a big house overrides math, and it overrides character, and it overrides mm-hmm. integrity, and more importantly, it overrides my relationship with my dad.
Yeah.
You know what the most important thing is? That I got expensive lifestyle. Shut up. Shut up.
Debt never matters to people until it's debt that's owed to them.
It's not debt. It's not debt.
That's the thing. Like, but I'm saying, like, for him, it's easy to look at this for Kenneth, it's easy to look at this $35,000 that he borrowed and go, I don't need to pay that right away. Like, it's no big deal. I'm only going to pay $7,500 of it. But if the tables were turned and someone owed him $35,000, he'd want the money today.
Well, let's be real clear about this. My dad deducted the remaining balance owed from my portion of the estate. This is not your estate.
Yeah.
This is your dad's estate. And it's his prerogative to dole it out however he wants to. Mm-hmm. He could give you a fish tank and a hammer and a high five, and that's what would be yours. You, because you're an entitled brat, looked at how much he owed. You probably tripled it. Mm-hmm. And then you spent that money in your mind, and then when it didn't come to you in the form of a check, you threw a little temper tantrum and you said, well, I want my money. It's not mm-hmm. yours. It's not yours. He could leave all of his money to your brother or to your sister, which is what I hope he did, and look at you and say, you were not a son that honored your word. And so I'm going to choose to spend my inheritance. I'm going to choose to divvy up my estate in a different way. He's allowed to do that because it's his money, not yours. Never was yours, never will be yours. So stop referring to it as your portion of the estate, as your inheritance money. It's not. Case closed. If you can't afford to live in your semi-expensive neighborhood and you're not in good health, then you need to move. You need to get on the exchange and try to get some health insurance. You need to figure out something else to do. But sitting around complaining about money that's not yours and that never will be yours, and legally or otherwise, is a waste of your time and energy. And I'll be quiet.
Mm. Standing ovation. Good job. That's my second Rihanna reference in a very short period
Sometimes
of time.
Sometimes
that was good, John.
A couple of Rihanna references just to balance the world back out.
That was good. Okay. You're right.
This
it was very
it just if you've been around me, I don't get
Pop
mad.
Pop off, John.
I don't get mad about hardly anything. I never do. In fact, I get too much criticism for not getting fired up about stuff enough.
I can see this bothers you. I like it.
I can't because this is our country. The government owes me. My professor owes me an A. No, he didn't. You didn't do A work. Mm. You didn't do A work. This whole attitude.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth. Be quiet.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with my son. He's 14. He's going to be leaving middle school ahead to high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're starting to have more poignant. We've been having breakfast together once a week for years. And we're starting to move into more of a poignant, hey, here's kind of my thoughts on alcohol as you get into high school. Here's
cool.
my thoughts on sex. We talk about sex all the time in my house, as you can imagine. But here's some more specific things. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to start being more specific about, like, you know, I believe in God. You know, Jesus is important to me. You know, my faith's important to me. Here's what that looks like. And here's my seasons of doubt. And here's my seasons when I walk through.
Real talk.
It's more intentional.
Yeah, real talk.
And we were talking about his grades recently. And he said, but I've been working so hard. And I said, I know. But you are entering into a season of life that for the rest of your life, effort doesn't matter as much as the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we have to see it in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
And this attitude of, you just give me mine because I can choose.
Mm-hmm.
I can do what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And the effort, it's not real.
Yeah.
And this kind of nonsense is breaking up families. It's breaking up culture. It's breaking up communities. And it's insane. It's insane. Can Kenneth be upset that his brother and sister got more money than him? Sure. Be mad. That's fine. But move on with your life.
Yeah, move on.
Move on with your life.
Be mad.
You don't get to just live in an expensive area and be like, that's what I wanted. No, dude, no.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Be mad and move on, and don't let it steal your joy or steal your peace, because what he's listed here, it's nobody else's problem. It sucks that he's not in good health, but that's not his dad's problem.
No.
You know, and so there is something to that.
Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.